Hi, this is Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you another episode of Decoding Prospect Speak, where we translate what prospects mean when they give you an excuse for not giving you the deal. It's kind of like that movie, He's Just Not That Into You. You have a negative result and you don't even know why. With the movie, it doesn't matter why he's not that into you because it's not going to change. But in sales, if you can read between the lines, you may be able to turn the situation in your favor. So let's tackle a new they said they meant quote today. What if, after you've pitched your services, they said, we don't have it in the budget right now? What does that mean? You're a salesperson, so I know you did not show up to pitch services without first checking to see if the prospect had budget. So what changed for your prospect? They had money 20 minutes ago when you arrived, now they don't. Your first thought is naturally, maybe I aimed too high with the price I quoted during the pitch. That could be the case. Many prospects don't have unlimited budgets, but don't immediately assume it's the price because it could just as easily be that you simply haven't justified your price point rather than that they really don't have that amount of money to spare. How do you test it to figure out which one it is? Did they mean we have very little money? Or did they mean we don't think our problem is big enough to spend that much money on it, even though we have that much money and more? I would estimate that 70% of the time, it's the latter. It's not them, it's you. You haven't led a good enough pain discussion to drive your fee. You've got some more selling to do. But your status in this pitch right now is you've gotten a soft no. We don't have it in the budget right now. Where do you go from here? The absolute last thing you want to do is focus on the right now part of the statement by agreeing to call on them later. If you do that, some other provider will come along and steal the business right from under you. Plus, you'll have to work too hard for the business if you agree to wait. Waiting means building a relationship. You'll have to court the prospect, send flowers, fruit baskets, call and make small talk, go on dates to the museum when you really want to be at a ballpark. Save courtships for the romantic field of play. This is business. It's about money. So find out how much they do have in their budget right now. Then describe how much service you can deliver at that price point. Also describe what can't be done at that price point. The part that will be left uncovered, and what that exposure will cost your prospect. If they really have a budget problem, you'll end up with a smaller engagement. But in most instances, they will produce the budget you originally requested because now you've justified it. So when they say, we don't have it in the budget right now, they mean we're not going to spend that much money on that offering. It's not your price, it's your pitch that needs changing. And now you know how to regroup on the spot. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Join me next time when we will discuss what it means when the prospect says, we need some time to think it over.